BFBS. Your stories. iNix Station, Cyprus.
A new project's getting underway in Ayas Nikolaos to try and get service personnel from the base to volunteer in the local community. The website iNicVolunteers.com is the online home of the exciting new group that gives soldiers, sailors and airmen the chance to give something back to Cypriot charities in need of a helping hand. The project's being headed up by OC of the Force Protection Flight in iNic, Flight Lieutenant Anthony Xavier. He explains where the idea came from.
The project came about because there are a few guys within the flight who are interested in volunteering in the local community and getting other people to volunteer as well. So we put together this project called iNic Volunteers. We put together a website. We've got 15 people involved at the moment and we're about to start volunteering.
So what kind of volunteering will it involve?
The volunteering is going to vary quite a lot. At the moment, we've got opportunities sorted out at a dog shelter, a charity, and also we're looking into opportunities at hospitals and also other types of shelters, really. The main thing we're looking at is areas within the community that need some kind of help and support and that would benefit from free help.
There are already lots of opportunities to volunteer within Ayas Nikolaos, but with this new venture, Anthony hopes military personnel from the station will be able to reach out to people in need of help outside the camp. He says it doesn't matter how many hours you can give, volunteering gives a sense of fulfilment and contributes to your personal development.
It's definitely something that can count as a secondary duty, and one thing I did say to all the individuals who volunteer, I'd happily write them a reference based on the volunteering opportunities they've done and also the number of hours they've contributed to the community. It's not shallow at all. If they're helping out in the local community, they should certainly be recognised for that.
Anthony's enlisted the help of some RAF regiment colleagues to form a committee which will approach local charities and organise volunteering placements. They've so far arranged to offer their services at Argos Dog Sanctuary in Decalia, FACE Charity in Paralimni and the Cancer Patient Support Group Open Arms. Anthony says they've had a good response from the people they've contacted so far.
Most people have been interested. People have sort of wondered why we're doing it. I think they've been a bit surprised at that from time to time. However, most of the people are really happy to get help, and if it's for free as well, and it's people in the military, straight away they make the assumption that they're strong and they're very keen as well, which is very true. So they're very happy about that.
SAC Chris Rahman is one of the committee members who's working alongside Anthony. He says volunteering is a really worthwhile way to spend some of your free time.
It's an enormous sense of pride, really, because when you go to these places such as Argos and you look at what one lady's doing on her own, you think, well, maybe a couple of hours really is quite rewarding, and especially when you see the dogs running about and stuff. It's just self-satisfaction, really, to know that you're making a difference. iNic volunteers aren't asking for massive amounts of time. It's as and when you can. A couple of hours a month, even if that's all you can manage. And really, with the lifestyle we have out here, it's not hard for someone to give a couple of hours a month.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in iNic.
Your stories. BFBS.